Chapter 18, Comfort in Affliction.
Dear Sister T, I have learned of your affliction and hasten to pen a few lines. My dear sister, I have the very best of evidence that the Lord loves you. In the last view given me, I was shown your case among others. I saw that you had been affected in the past with the course of error which others had pursued, but while strictly conscientious and ever anxious to know the right, you were extremely sensitive and viewed your case as worse than it was. You have been afflicted with disease for quite a length of time. You are a nervous dyspeptic. The brain is closely connected with the stomach, and its power has so often been called to aid the weakened digestive organs that it is in its turn weakened, depressed, congested. While in this state, your mind is gloomy, naturally dwelling upon the dark side, imagining that the frown of God is upon you. You have thought that your life has been useless, that it has been filled with errors and wrong moves. Dear sister, your diseased state of health leads you to this despondency and discouragement. God has not left you. His love is yet toward you. I saw that you should trust in him as a child trusts itself in the arms of its mother. God is merciful and kind, and full of tender pity and compassion. He has not turned his face from you. You are extremely sensitive. You feel deeply and have not possessed the power to throw off care, perplexity, and discouragement of mind. I saw that God would be to you a very present help if you would only trust yourself with him, but you worry yourself out of the arms of your dear, loving Savior. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What a precious promise is this! We may claim much of our kind Heavenly Father. Great blessings are in reserve for us. We may believe in God, we may trust him, and by so doing glorify his name. Even if we are overcome of the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken and rejected of God. No, Christ is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I want to say, my sister, you need not cast away your confidence. Poor trembling soul, rest in the promises of God. In so doing, the enemy's fetters will be broken, his suggestions will be powerless. Heed not the whisperings of the enemy. Go free, oppressed soul. Be of good courage. Say to your poor, desponding heart, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I know that God loves you. Put your trust in him. Think not of those things which bring sadness and distress. Turn from every disagreeable thought and think of precious Jesus. Dwell upon his power to save, his undying, matchless love for you, even you. I know that the Lord loves you. If you cannot rely upon your own faith, rely upon the faith of others. We believe and hope for you. God accepts our faith in your behalf. You have tried to do right, and God is pitiful and compassionate to you. Be cheerful and bid adieu to the gloom and doubts. In indulging these doubts, you dishonor God. There is peace in believing and joy in the Holy Ghost. Believing brings peace, and trusting in God brings joy. Believe, believe. My soul says, believe. Rest in God. He is able to keep that which you have committed to his trust. He will bring you off more than conqueror through him who hath loved you. May the Lord bless you and strengthen your trembling faith, is our prayer. We commit these few lines to you, trusting they may do you good.